Well, that's right, yeah, because, you know, Brexit won't wait until April, and, you know, I think it's very important that the Minister, you know, announces something now, because if he doesn't, or makes some foundation, because our whole beef industry has, you know, the chance of being wiped out, and if there isn't something done or put in place to compensate farmers now, I don't know where we're going to go. And there's a lot of worry out there, a lot of worry on farmers' minds. You know, we're going into the unknown. We don't know what is going to happen. And I think, you know, at least if there was some confirmation there that there would be a package there that would, you know, because at the end of the day, it's all down to what you get at the farm gate for your produce. And if you see that cut by anything as it is, you know, it's just get by day to day about how we are, what the price we're getting for produce. And if that is cut anymore, you know, I think it's the end of farming, the end of beef farming, and the end of a lot of trade for the local community as well as the farmers. It won't be the farmers that will be wiped out, but it will be a lot of local trade as well.
Now, the IFA open meeting in the Sligo Park Hotel on Monday at 8 o'clock. There'll be numerous issues that will be dealt with at that meeting. One of them also is the whole ANC issue.
That's right, yeah, that's right. The meeting on Monday night will be a lot of things that will be talked about there, and that will be one of the ANC issue, because, you know, that is very important, and anything that's to do with farmers, you know, or anything to do with farmers' payments is crucially important at this time, because as we know, you know, as I said before there, farming is dependent on these payments to survive, and if they don't get them, or if there's any cut in them, or if there's anything that happens to them at all, farmers are out the door. And if they do, you know, it's not the farmers that's gone, it's the whole country that's ended up with them, and that needs that, they need, and farmers need that protection, and if that protection isn't there for them, you know, I don't know where they're going to go, because they'll be wiped out.
Another issue also that's relevant to our area is the District Veterinary Laboratory at Dunalley. The Minister for Agriculture has been quoted in an interview with the Irish Farmers Journal as saying that closures of the veterinary laboratories throughout the country is unlikely. That's not confirmation, but do you take hope from that, JP?
Well, I suppose this is a long-going saga. I take some hope from that, you know, that the Minister says that it's unlikely that they will be closed. But then on the other hand, he says, you know, that there'll be funding to be put into them to make to see what, how and they will go far from there. So, you know, I hope that the Minister means what he says, that it's unlikely and that that will be the case. Because, you know, going down on the road ahead, you know, if something changes that, you know, you don't know where we're going to stand or where the jobs would end up. So we hope. And it's a step in the right direction, and that cost-benefit analysis that he has that, and that he'll move on in the right direction from there, and hold on that those labs will stay open, and that those jobs will stay, because those labs is very important. That lab in Sligo is most important, because it covers the whole northwest, and, you know, it's a very important benefit there, and especially now with Brexit and with the increase in dairy herds, and that it's most important to keep that open.